Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our first live edition of 2017 of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. I appreciate that. And you can check out all the phenomenal animal stuff that I post all the time. Great, you know, all the animals in the news goes up. I post recalls when I can. As a matter of fact, I think I forgot to post the latest recalls today. I'll have to do that later, and all kinds of great videos and pictures and all of that good stuff. So check it out. And
Let's see. You can also reach Darcy if you need to at www.darcypariso, that's Paris with an O, darcypariso.com. She's available for readings over the phone. She works in person. She also works by email. She's got a hot deal. One question via email for $15. Can't beat that deal. And she also does local classes and teaching and that sort of thing. And I think she has a list for us when we get to current events sometime in this hour. She's got some stuff coming up. I don't know what it is yet, but we'll find out later. And then we've got a new mailing address for Animal World. If you need to post something to Animal World, the new mailing address is 13517, 13517 Woods Lake Road. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. All righty then. We've got a couple of open phone lines. If you are interested in having Darcy read for you, your animal friends, or connecting you with your human or animal loved ones on the other side, we are here until noon today, and we have time for more phone calls. Local number is, well, as a matter of fact, why don't we start our missing link giveaway as well, so that gives us this hour to find a winner. And if you are 18 years or older and haven't won in the last 30 days, then you're eligible. You can pick any one of the three versions of Missing Link for dogs: the cat version, the wellness vegetarian formula for all kinds of house critters, and or the bird formula, or the poultry formula for the house, for the city chickens and stuff. And all you got to do is pick up your phone, call Kathy, and how about the Animal World phrase of the day? How about talk with your animals? Sounds good to me. All right, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Oh, and you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, let us get back to our conversation. We just started a conversation with Nakia and Kenmore. Good morning again, Nakia.
Good morning.
So let's see. Darcy, you started to tune in here before the end of the hour. And I do remember that what stimulated the call today is Nakia did call in on Jude and Paul's Sunday in December. And you just described it, Nakia, kind of that you're having kind of trouble moving on with your life and so forth, and it seemed to related for that she caring for her brother Malcolm. And I don't know, at the time it felt like that was connected. I think towards the end of the phone call said, hey, Nakia, I think you better call back when Darcy's here and let's tune in with your brother and see if there's anything we need to clean up. So I think that's kind of what triggered. Is that kind of right, Nakia?
Yes, plus I asked if there was something, you know, I asked them if there was something like in a past life or what, just what. So maybe Darcy has something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's see what Darcy's getting.
Well, tell me something about Glenn, because Glenn is coming forward. You said that he was another brother that died.
Glenn was 4 years older than me, and he was... Let's see, he studied wildlife and forestry and wanted to become a game warden after he finished his investment in the Marine Corps. He went to Vietnam two times. He sailed the Mediterranean, came back to Quantico, Virginia, and he had, when he was growing up, been a lifeguard at Lake Stevens. So he went down to the largest lake in Florida with his Ukrainian wife. And he dove into the water after his fishing pole for some reason and was found 5 days later.
Oh, my.
So I didn't, and then she ran away at the funeral. So,
dear.
And she had two previous husbands that one died in bed with her, and the first one, she had told a family member that she had done away with him.
So, oh, my.
This is...
So you have a question about Glenn's passing. You're wondering what happened, huh?
Well, it was Glenn younger. Who was the younger?
Malcolm was 1 year older than me, and Glenn was 4 years older than me. And my younger brother married my older brother's wife. So there's a lot of stuff in there. And then his second wife died in an automobile accident that disabled his child, and his second child he found out was not his own. So there's just a lot of
Yeah, that's
of
just
stuff.
Too confusing, yeah, for yeah. everything. So, well let's
I
go
guess,
back.
I guess what I was wondering, between Malcolm and Glenn, who was younger?
Malcolm's younger.
Malcolm was younger. Okay, because I heard there somebody was younger. And was somebody in their 40s, like 46?
When they passed?
Probably, yeah, Glenn. Glenn was closer to that. I think he was somewhere between 35 and 40. I don't remember exactly
okay,
the age.
Okay, because I was seeing, you know, there was a younger brother, and then Glenn kept popping up, and I felt like they were in their 40s. I heard 46, and I just wondered what that was about, and I just was going to go from there. But I know
that he graduated in 58, and he died in, like, 1979, I think, so... Mm. I don't know. I can't remember how old he was.
Okay. And is your mother here or in spirit?
She's gone.
Okay. Okay. Because I got a mom, and it feels like there's something about your mom coming up too, and how this is different. This is not what's going on with you. Is not what was going on with your mother. There's a difference here, and they were pointing that out. But I was just getting so much information, and so first of all. Glenn was the one that came forward, and so he's here, and what he's telling me is that you put your life aside, and that there's a lot of unknown that was around you at this time, as well as, you know, sadness and loss, and that you lost part of yourself, and he tells me that you did some sort of, like, a volunteering, but it wasn't to do with your family, it wasn't caregiving, it was something for yourself, and, like, a hobby, and I saw you doing something with your hands, but he was showing me that you had a full life and that there was a lot of beauty in your life and you lost that, and he's helping to bring that back.
Mm.
And he wants you to talk to him, and he said you're not your mom, and I don't know what that means. Maybe, maybe you do, but it feels that you're taking in a lot of stuff, like there's a lot of drama, a lot of unknowns. He's telling me there's some unknowns, and there's ideas, like, superimposed upon situations, and he's saying things are not always as they seem. They might seem clear-cut, but it feels like you're just in this, like, ball of yarn with all these threads everywhere in every which direction, and it's hard to sort out, and it feels like it's unraveling, and this is a time of clearing and letting go, and he's trying to help you with that. And
so it sounds like Big Brother Glenn to the rescue, huh?
Yeah, it just feels like there's just so many things coming in, components and different, you know, people that want to talk to you, and it's just, it's a lot. And, like, we almost want to go through each person kind of systematically or say, what's the most important message here? And to that question, it's, you know, it's self-care. That to, you know, start fresh in self-care, and that goes with letting go of the past. And he's also saying if there's somebody that you could talk to let this out in pieces, because it feels like it's a process.
So talking like talk therapy.
Yes.
So that would be a good idea.
Also, I think you might want to journal.
Do some
writing. Journal and get a lot of this out. And you are intuitive. And he's saying to take the, like to take your left brain and put it aside and just, you know, kind of be out in nature, clear yourself, and just let a lot of this just fall away. You know, this is the past, and it's not your story. And the quicksand feels like there's a whole new life for you. There's a beautiful life for you ahead. And he's helping you to take those steps to go forward. But first, there has to be some more clearing. And you can't just dump it. Like he's showing me a dump truck. You can't just dump all of this at once. It's a process. But know that you have a lot of help and support around you. Have you talked to angels?
No.
Okay, because I see angels around you, primarily on your left, and there's just a lot of support for you. Kuan Yin is an ascended master who is just a very powerful being, and she helps anyone, but primarily women, you know, with any kind of issues, but she's here for you also. And he's just telling you that talk to me, write to me, go out in nature, walk. Go to a park.
So he says, so Glenn is the one that Nakia should be calling on for support in this process.
Yes, yes. And I think that, you know, there's some things about your mom I think that might come up too. But he wants...
Nothing about Malcolm, though, that needs to be cleared?
Oh, well, I can ask. I just got bombarded with so many different things. But Malcolm, so Malcolm died how long ago?
2003.
So that's, what, 13 years ago?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask Malcolm. Well, Malcolm says that he came in with Glenn. They always come in with someone else. They rarely come alone. There's always some sort of support. So Malcolm is here. Would you like to talk, and what is your message?
Oh, wow.
He's showing me steps. He said just, you know, very gently and lovingly take each step forward, and that you are very supportive, and to, you know, just do some calming things. And he's taking his hand, and he's stroking your right cheek, and you really touched his heart. He says that you saved him.
Mm-hmm.
You changed his perspective. He feels like he came in feeling like a problem, a burden, and had difficulty receiving help. And by the time he crossed over, he was very, very different. And it's because of you.
Oh, wonderful.
He says that you showed him the best of people. You showed him the best of humans.
That's wonderful.
And the things that you did, you did very, like without, he said there was no, like, what is his word? Something like, not without grudge, without, you did it.
You did it
because,
with love.
With love, because you wanted to do it. And he never felt, he said it was hard for him to receive. It really was. But you handled things in the way that he was able to, go through layers to be where he was. And so when he left, he crossed over feeling complete, feeling peaceful. And this end of life stuff with you was very, very healing for him.
Wow.
And he thanks you for that. And I just feel his heart really just swelling with love for you. And that's his gift to you. And he says, it's a new year, it's a new day. And please take this gift and know how supported and loved you are. And let the rest go, because you do have a lot of wonderful things ahead of you. I feel that you have some new friends. I think you're going to be joining something, and that might be the volunteering. But it's time for you to take care of yourself. But you've spent so much time giving that he laughs, and he says that what you're going to step out and do, of course, will be what you know. And what you're so good at is giving. And that's what it feels like kind of a volunteering thing. But he says to not be one-sided and to bring in things that are good for you also. You know,
so it sounds like you've got
you.
Great support from both of your brothers, and that they want you to be able to move forward and are there to help you, so you can call on them for their strength to help you when you need to make those steps forward. But it sounds like it's a process you're going through, but you got lots of support, so it seems to me you're in good shape there, Nakia.
Yeah, and there's a lot of work being done in your dreams, too, in your dream state.
I don't remember things. The minute I get out of bed, they're gone.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't need to know, but just know that on other levels and other dimensions, there's a lot of work being done on you, being done on your behalf. You work in the Christ light. You work in very high dimensions, and you're very loving and giving. And in fact, you were a nun in a past life. And so one of the things that they would like you to do is to take care of yourself and let people help you. And it feeds your soul to give, but it will also be very healing, and it's part of your life lesson to receive and to let people help you. They want
All
laughter.
All right, Nakia.
Lots
sounds like a great way to start the new year.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
I really
for calling.
I appreciate it. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal
thank
World.
Thank you. Bless you.
All right, we need to take care of advertisers. We've got to stay on time in this hour. We're going to do that now, and then we're heading up to Lake Stevens, and I think we're talking to my friend, Tina. So you hold on, Tina. We're coming to you next. But everybody else, listen, pay attention, support our advertisers. Without them, there's no us. And Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, January 15th at 2 p.m., we are back on Sundays for 1 week, and we are so happy to be welcoming Lori Aletha from the Northwest Psychic Show. She has been in business of doing some great psychic fairs in the Northwest for many years, and we're finally glad to have her on the air. Make sure you listen this Sunday. A wealth of information will be had. Don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards the midway point in the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Talk with Your Animals Sunday, and a gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso's in the house, and we are taking calls. We've got one open line at the moment, and we should have room for another caller in the show today. So local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, let's, as promised, we're heading up to Lake Stevens. And Tina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Tina.
Good morning, my friend.
Hey, how are you doing, my friend?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, it's fun to hear your voice on the air. Obviously, I know Tina. Tina is, if anybody knows, Good Company Meetings, Krista and the New Spirit Journal. Tina is a regular attendee, as am I. That's how we met, isn't it? It was through Good Company. But it's been a lot of years now.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you, Tina.
Yeah, Tina, this is Darcy.
Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning.
So who do you want Darcy to talk to here?
Well, I thought we'd start with Logan.
Now, Logan's one of your horses, right?
Logan is my horse. He's a 14-year-old thoroughbred gelding.
And anything in particular you want to know from Logan?
Mostly health-oriented. How's his belly? How's his feet? We did a food change. He's been doing a lot of head tossing lately. I don't know if he's got something going on in his teeth.
Well, let's do a wellness check on Logan, see what Darcy picks up.
When I look at his body, I want to go into it a little more deeper, but when I look at his body, I'm first drawn to his digestive system.
Well, she did say there's been a recent diet
and
change.
And I hear there's a flip-flop. there's a flip-flop. It feels like, so I'm asking him, so Logan, how does that feel if the food feels different in your body or feels like it's flipped? How does that feel? Do you feel those nutrients and that food spreading out through your body? And show me what that feels like. He says it's different and it's a little better. And there's a boost. There's like a 20%. He said 10, then he said 20% boost.
So it's 20% better than what he was eating before, or the, whatever the changes that you made.
It feels like it's going to build, though, but it feels like it's moving up. Like it was initially 10% and it moved to 20. And
so the change is a good change.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's some nutrients in that food. There's something that's, he says it's also more palatable. It tastes better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he apparently likes it, Tina.
Okay. So that's
okay. Good.
Yeah.
And what about the head tossing? Why is he tossing his head around?
He said that it feels like he has a bug in his ear, but he doesn't think that's it. But I feel like I just want to keep like flicking my head, and almost like there's something on that the right side goes down and the left side up, and there's something like he's trying to shake out. So
check his ears.
Yeah, let me look at his teeth. Your gums, your teeth. Show me your teeth. And you said they were just cleaned?
Well, it's been a couple years.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I feel like there's yellow brown. I don't know if I say brown, but golden, yellow brown, yellow golden, whatever. And some of his teeth, I was going to say, feels like they missed something. So show me your teeth.
Well, they don't clean horses' teeth like they do dogs and cats. But they float them. They have to shave them down.
Okay.
And, you know, they use a rasp type thing because horses' teeth continue to grow.
So there's something on the right side of his mouth that is going up through his face up the top of his head, like by the ear, that's what he's shaking. And
so it is coming from the tooth?
It's coming from
the jaw?
The jaw, like coming up. I don't know that it's a tooth, though. It feels like it's higher up, like there's the teeth and then the cheek, just above the teeth. It feels like there's something in there that feels like a twitch or an itch.
Huh.
Like a twitching. Have you ever noticed that?
Does he have a twitch on the right side of his face?
Like I almost want to, I don't know. Martha's, I'm feeling it in my mouth, and Martha's doing something with her eye, and I think we're both getting the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we'll have to check that.
And it's not all the time. It's just, almost like when you eat something and maybe something grainy, or it could be anything, but when you eat something and it gets caught between the gum line and the cheek and it's in there, and he's trying to like shake it out or... it might just be that, because there's something right in that area. It's the right top, mid to back. It's something that feels like it gets kind of caught in there or kind of tingles sometimes.
Huh, interesting. But no,
but
nothing,
not, the teeth,
not a big
really.
Deal or anything.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's teeth. It feels like it's above that, like an annoyance.
Okay. All right, anything else from Logan you want to know?
His feet. He's got really tender feet, and with this frozen ground, he's really having a hard time walking, and I'm worried about... his feet being bruised, or you know, we want to avoid any abscesses going on. So,
I hear tea tree oil. Have you ever used that on his feet?
I do have some, and I was wondering about whether to do that.
Yes, yes.
Apparently, the answer is yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like it'd be helpful and also preventative.
Okay.
Well, you know, tea tree oil is a natural antibiotic and antifungal.
Yeah, I was going to do some coconut oil and tea tree today.
Oh, perfect.
Coconut oil
and
tea tree, does that sound
good? Yes, it does. Yeah, coconut oil is like a miracle in my book.
Yeah. So, excellent. All right, anything else from Logan?
Is he happy?
He said very, very.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he says that he's a reflection of you and your love.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
Although he can be kind of snippy with me a lot. So I'm wondering, you know, why are you so, you know, because he walks away from me a lot instead of, you know, he doesn't want to be cuddled and he doesn't want to, you know, be loved on as much as my other horse. And I sometimes feel like he just disses me.
Oh, he doesn't see it that way. He's showing me like he's leading you. Like he's saying, hey, come this way. Feels like he's leading you.
Okay.
And
he wants you to follow him, huh?
Yes, yes. Yeah, he didn't...
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'll ask him about the snuggling, and he... Well, I don't have to ask. He already showed me that that you accept him on his own terms, and he is a love bug, and he takes your love, and he feels your love, but you let him be who he is.
And he's not a snuggler.
Yeah. He says that he might grow into it, but how old is he? He's 14.
And there are days that he is, you know. Yeah. I think he just, you know, some days he's not in the mood, or, you know, other days he is and he wants to be loved on. But
yeah, so, he doesn't like the weather, though. He's he's uncomfortable in the weather, you know, the cold. If he feels a little stiff in his legs and his shoulders.
All right, well, then let's move on, because we're going to get through all these callers before the end of the show. You want to check with Cheyenne, your other horse?
My dog,
Cheyenne, is that the dog?
Yep, Cheyenne's the dog.
And she's about a 10-year-old, what kind of dog?
She's 10 or 12 or 13. She's a Husky German Shepherd.
And anything in particular you want to know from Cheyenne?
Her hips and knees. If what we're doing is helping her a lot, if we should do more.
I heard she's not real happy and to do more. She needs more. What you're doing is helpful, but more is better, and she feels like you could bump it up, you know, quite a bit even.
Okay.
So do you know what that means, Tina?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, all right. All right. Do more.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Happy New Year. See you soon. Okay. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. We head now to Federal Way. And Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you today?
We're just great.
Yeah, we're good. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have a neighbor cat. Well, I have about a year and a half old gray brown tabby. And the neighbor cat and her have been kind of checking each other out. He will come over from his place and come over and sit there and stare at her. And then she'll stare at him. And they kind of get closer. But I wanted to know if they are just trying to be friends or if they're going to have issues between each other.
So you want to know what's going on. What is your kitty's name?
Kit.
And do we know what the neighbor's cat's name is?
You know, I've heard it a couple of times, but he's like 4 or 5 years old.
Okay, and what color is he?
He's kind of... a brown, gray tabby also, but he has the swirls in him, where she's the regular tabby.
Okay, so she's more striped, he's more swirls.
Yeah, he's more swirls.
Okay,
yeah.
So Darcy, can you see what's going on between Kit and the neighbor tabby?
I have a question. How old is Kit?
Kit's about a year and a half.
Okay.
And she's spayed.
Okay. Because what I felt like is that they're feeling each other out, and it's almost like they're dating. Do you want to see me? Do you want to be friends? What do you think? And like he's sending his energy, and she's kind of going, don't know. And then she's curious about him, and he's going like, are you going to come over to me or not? And it feels like they're flirting. It really does.
Well, that's better. Yeah, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's what I was kind of hoping for, because first of all, he used to hiss. And then, you know, it was like, and then he hissed at me, which he didn't used to do. And then so I said, well, you know, you can be friends, you know. So whenever he comes over, I go, okay, you two, be nice.
That's exactly what I heard, Linda. I heard that you can talk to them and say that, you know, exactly that, you know, Kit is a very friendly cat. She's very lovable, and she'd like to be your friend. And, She doesn't have a lot of friends in the neighborhood, and show that. So as you say the words, you'll have the images in your mind of them getting along and being happy. And I actually did this with my cat, where a large black cat was bullying my little 8-pound cat. And and I went out, and one day I got mad, and I went outside and said, she's a beautiful cat, and she is a healer, and she's does all these wonderful things, and you need to respect her. And the cat just looked at me, and after that, though, they were friends.
Good. Yeah, because that's what I was kind of hoping for, because, you know, she doesn't really have any friends outside, and she's a scaredy. She really is. You know, I think she's been traumatized, and so, you know, I want her to get along with other kitties in the area, but I want them to get along friendly.
Yes, so show that, you know, find out his name and just say that I welcome you as long as you're friendly. She'd like to have a friend, and could you please be a good role model of you know, accepting friendship and teach her how to accept.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, they're very intuitive and powerful, and your words and your feelings will go very far.
All right.
Wonderful.
You.
All right, that sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much.
All
and
right,
both
Linda.
Of you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much, right. And thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's head to Bellevue, and Shane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Shane.
Hello, Shane.
Hello.
Hey, there you are. Hey, Shane.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're live with Darcy.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. You're calling about your dog?
Yeah, I'm calling about my dog, Bailey.
Bailey, and what, he's a golden doodle?
He's a golden doodle.
And how old is Bailey?
He's about 8 years old.
About 8 years old. And what's going on with him that you need help with?
Well, you know what, he's a very sweet dog, and he's a rescue dog. And I got him at about 1.5 years old. And I'm just not sure what happened, you know, in his previous 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He tends to be very sweet and clingy, wants to be petted all the time. So that part is okay, but he has some odd, he's very fearful of the outside. So if given the opportunity, he'll come back in the house. He is also can be kind of aggressive on a leash when he sees other dogs. So I'm not sure if he was attacked or maybe abused. He tends to be a really loud barker at any slight noises, like opening a bottle, a plastic container or something in the kitchen. He just, you know, goes into this really loud barking. So just has some unusual, even like drinking water. He won't drink water out of a typical dog watering device. He'll go outside and drink it out of the fountain or out of a puddle. He just has some odd kind of behaviors, and I just wish I could make him feel more comfortable.
Well, let's see what Darcy's picking up. Are you picking up anything from
The first thing I saw was that he was crated a lot. It felt like he had a very regimented life.
When he was younger,
yes.
before Shane
came,
got him.
Mm-hmm, before he came to you. And I'm hearing it has some like peculiarities around that, and that's where that came from. So very sheltered, crated. And as far as like the behavior about aggressiveness or barking, I feel like he wasn't around a lot of dogs and he didn't know what to do with that, and it was that's what he thought he should do. He thought that he should protect, but uh-huh. It feels he was role modeled that by being out on a walk, and he wasn't with people that were real experienced. In fact, it feels like he was out with some of his walks were with someone like a younger boy, like maybe a, I don't know, 12 or 14 year old boy. And there were some encounters where he saw other dogs. He didn't know what to do. He didn't have a lot of direction or guidance. And it's funny because his past seems to be a real kind of oxymoron of where some things were very regimented and strict, and then some things were really loose. And there were like two conflicting patterns or people in his life. So there wasn't consistency, and it just feels kind of odd.
Now, what about, because a lot of what Shane is describing with the fears, the sensitivity to noises and that kind of stuff, that can relate to hormonal issues, thyroid, it can endocrine immune imbalances. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like there's something physically going on with Bailey that could be diagnosed and helped or not?
I'm not seeing that. No,
okay.
I'm not. No, I think that a lot of this is you know, clearing him, talking to him, and I think you work with him and just do a couple more things with him, a few more things.
Well, and the other thing, Shane, I was going to say is the type of behaviors that you're describing, I mean, the aggression on and off on leash and the noises and the barking and all that sort of stuff, that's what I do as a behavior therapist. Right? So you might need me to come and do a session with you, teach you what you do about all these behaviors to straighten that stuff out.
And Shane, is this consistent or is this kind of intermittent?
The behavior is consistent.
The behavior on the leash and being aggressive toward other dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that feels like more like training than it...
Yeah.
Well, and if he didn't have any guidance as a real young dog, too, that could
Exactly.
Play into that.
Yeah. So, you know, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So, do you have my phone number, Shane?
Hold on. Let me write it down.
That would be a good plan. Everybody else, grab something to write to, because, like I said, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. I'm happy to talk to you for free and about what's going on. But these are the kind of things I work with all the time on a private basis. Are you ready, Shane?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 360.
360.
217.
217.
7258.
7258.
360-217-7258. So give me a call and we'll chat off the air, and then I'll let you know, I'll tell you how I work and what's involved, and you can decide if you want to do a session and work this stuff out.
And Shane, you know, and Shane, he really loves you. He really loves you, and he respects you as the alpha. He just needs a little more guidance, you know, for his own, you know, feeling calm and feeling, you know, knowing what's going on.
So you're loved, Shane. He appreciates you.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
All righty. Okay, thanks. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, we need to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, and then we have a couple more phone calls I hope we can get to, and I've got some emails here, so I'm going to try to get to all of it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food sources, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Missing Link Supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula for dogs, three actually, one that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joint, a senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There's the wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters as well. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula, as well as a horse formula. You please ask for them by name wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, and or you can go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Vicki is joined by prolific writer and editor and number one New York Times bestselling author David Elliott Cohen and one of the world's top thriller writers, New York Times bestselling author James Rollins. Tune in for the live show every Monday at noon Pacific and catch it again on Fridays at 6 a.m. See conversationslive.net for podcasts and chat with Vicki on Twitter at Vicki St. Clair.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're on the downside of this week's edition, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Talk with Your Animal Sunday, and gifted animal communicator, intuitive Reiki master, and medium Darcy Pariso is here. And next up, old friend of Animal Worlds, we're going to head over to Yakima. And Joe, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing very well.
Well, I just have a quick question, maybe. How do I take care of what I think is a tapeworm in my little cat? I sent you a picture of it on your email.
Yeah, unfortunately, here in the studio, the pictures don't come through. I'll be able to see it when I get home on my computer. I was just looking at your email here. You said, let's see, my little cat threw up yesterday. I've now noticed them clinging when she goes to the bathroom. How do I get rid of it? Or do I have to go to the vet? Okay, so there was a worm in what she threw up yesterday.
Yes.
What did it look like? I mean, is it round and long? Is it segmented?
It's very long and wrapped around maybe a piece of hair or something. Hmm. And it has, it's yellowish like masking tape. And it seems to have like a vein in the middle of it that's brownish in color. But it's very long and it throbs. It seems to have a heartbeat. Like,
well, I'll look at that when I get to my home computer. But then what you say about this, I've noticed them clinging when she goes to the bathroom. So is that like little segments you're seeing around her rear end?
On her stool.
On her
stool. Yes.
The shorter, flat, like, and so they can look like little inchworms and move.
They do.
Okay.
Yes.
Those are tapeworm segments. Okay. So they can, sometimes when they throw up, they're throwing up roundworms, but I'll have to take a look at that picture. But the segments that stick to the, you know, on the stool or you find in the hair around the rear end, those are tapeworm segments. They get them from fleas. Flea is the intermediate host. So you want to make sure that you've got to get rid of fleas or she'll just reinfect herself by swallowing an infected flea. And tapeworm medication is not sold over the counter like pet stores and so forth. You need to get it from your veterinarian.
Got it. Okay.
So that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Darcy, are you getting anything in addition to this?
No, that's it. It's just that it's very annoying for her.
Yeah, okay.
And
so, but unfortunately, we can't just send you to the pet store to pick up some. You can get roundworm medication. But you can't get tapeworm.
Okay.
Now there are some natural and homeopathic things and essence things, but I've not found them to be effective with tapeworms. I go to the vet.
Okay, and just please answer the rest of my email when you get home, like by email, if you know of any places around here for kittens. But I'll take her to the vet. I got it. Thank you.
All righty, and I'll take a look at the email when I get home to my computer. Okay.
Good. Thanks a lot, Martha.
You're welcome. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Sorry, folks. We've got to really keep things tight. We are on a time clock here. I've still got current events to do and another email. So we're going to quickly go to Bellevue. And Carmen, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Darcy. Hi, Martha. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We got to do this pretty quick. So yes. What's going on? You're calling about your nephew, Oscar. Is that right?
Yes.
And is he passed, did you say?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And what did you want to know from Oscar?
If there's any message, if he has any anything to tell us.
Okay, so does the Oscar, the nephew, have anything to say to his aunt Carmen?
He said, despite outward appearances, this was his time to leave, and he wants you to know that. It feels like it was a big shakeup in the family, but he said this was his time, and he's very much at peace. He's very happy. He sees that, you know, being on the earth at this time wasn't for him, and he's got other things that he's doing. In fact, he's training to be a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the other side, he's working with his guides, and he's being taught, and he's like a teacher in training. So he's very happy, and he thanks you for asking about him. Do you feel him around you?
No, I actually feel guilty.
Oh, let that go. He's around your left shoulder. If you sit down and, you know, you're quiet, you meditate, I think you'll feel him over your left shoulder, and you can talk to him. And by talking to him and saying those things, you'll let go of them, and he's going to help you with that. He's showing me, like, sweeping it away.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no guilt. There's nothing that you could have done to change things. Nothing at all, you or anyone else.
All right. Okay. Well, that sounds like a great message.
Yeah. This was really part of his life plan. It truly was.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Thanks. All right, Carmen. Okay. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks, Carmen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We've still got to try to get current events in here, but I've got one email here. Darcy, just tune into this as I read you this. This is from Lisa in Seattle. We have three dogs, an almost 7-year-old lab, a 2-year-old Chesapeake Bay Retriever unneutered. The younger dog is randomly attacking the older dog. So I assume that means the 2-year-old Chessie is attacking the 7-year-old lab. Well, we have finally narrowed it down. It happens when older dog enters younger dog's space. No particular space, could be kitchen, outside, hallway. They are fine when entered together, walking, eating, etc. Do you know why? Can you work on their energy? All right, before Darcy does, we'll see what Darcy gets on this, but I'll tell you this, Lisa. This is my field of expertise, multiple dog households, fighting within the household. This is exactly what I saw, well, except for different reasons, and we're dealing with females, exactly what I did yesterday. I do these sessions all the time. This is not something that I've found in my experience that can be dealt with the woo-woo stuff. You know, you can talk, you can do balancing, energy work, and all of this. This resides more on the practical, logical level, and you need me to come and do a private in-home session with you to teach you what you need to know to hopefully retrieve this relationship. But I'm assuming the 7-year-old lab is a male. You didn't say so in the email here. They're probably a neutered male, and we got the younger 2-year-old Chessie that's unneutered. I really need to neuter that guy, but we know we're trying to wait as long as possible to do that these days, but because of this fighting thing, and Chessies can be stubborn, but I don't know. Darcy, are you able to tune into these two? Because Lisa's first question is, do you know why? I would say it's because the young dog is unneutered, and he's getting to that age where he's going to start taking over.
Yeah, he's trying to claim his space. He's trying to be in charge.
Exactly. And it says, can you work on their energy?
Yes, but they need training also.
Yeah, so, Darcy could help a lot with her Reiki is wonderful, and the communication is wonderful, but I'll tell you right now, it's not going to solve this kind of a fighting problem with dogs. You need to cover all the bases, but the biggest part of it is understanding dogs and what works for dogs and what happens in the pack and the pecking order and all of this sort of stuff, because very likely you humans are contributing to the problem by the way you're treating the dogs and how you handle this. And at any rate, there's a ton that you can do, but I can't tell you in 2 minutes on the air. So call me, Lisa, 360-217-7258. I'm happy to talk to you for free. I'll tell you how I work. But this can be a serious problem, and there is a point in time that if you don't catch this in time and get it turned around, it becomes irretrievable after too many fights and too many injuries. So this is not something to mess around with. This is you call Aunt Martha yesterday. So there you go. That's what I have. Are you good with that, Darcy?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. Then in our last few minutes, I think we'll forego music because we're almost out of time. But it is time for current events. And Let's see, I'm just going to quickly run through these things so we can find out what's on Darcy's list. Pigs Peace Sanctuary up in Stanwood needs help to get their pigs through the winter. www.pigspeace.org if you'd like to donate. Northwest Stream Center, got good programs going again. Ah, my favorite in our animal world biologist, Martha Jordan, is doing the White Birds of Winter presentation on Thursday, January 19th. Excellent presentation on the swans and the white birds of winter. You really, really need to see it if you haven't. And then All About Beavers at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett on January 27th. 7 p.m. includes a showing of the IMAX movie Beavers. Oh, and by the way, Dr. Bill, who's in next week for Vet Sunday, he's been to this beaver presentation, and he says it's fabulous.
Not bad.
Okay, so www.streamkeeper.org. Call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. Homeward's annual fur ball auction and dinner will be Saturday, April 15th at the Maidenbauer Center, so mark your calendars. And then Tuxes and Tales has got to mark your calendars for the next annual Tuxes and Tales 2017. It'll be on May 13th this year at a new location, the Maidenbauer Center, on the east side. So tickets will go on sale May 1st. All right, so that covers those bases of current events. Darcy, what do you got going on?
I'll be teaching animal communication classes in Seattle at Interspace. It'll be on my website. The first date is February 11th. And part two is on March 4th. And then there'll be some more classes coming up in Edmonds that will be also announced.
All right. And then you will email those to me and Rhonda,
yes,
so we can get them up on the website for folks.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. All righty. So that's just bringing us to wrap-up time here. Let's see. If you stay tuned today, you will hear a live broadcast of the confessional immediately after Animal World. So we'll be packing up and flying out of here. And then next week, it's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. He is the expert on animal and human immune system support. Pluckner syndrome, probably be getting into that as well. And he is such a wonderful balance between natural and traditional medicine. A wealth of information, no ego, keeps up on everything, and he's just like a big, wonderful teddy bear that just knows everything, isn't he?
I just saw him this week. I love him.
You saw him this week, and so Darcy has decided that he's the best, and so she goes up to Marysville just like I do, and once you know Dr. Bill, you don't want to mess with anybody else.
That's
so
true.
Next week, Vet Sunday, and he's free on the air, so be sure you join us next week and tune in for Dr. Bill, and let's see. Does that cover all our bases? Let's see. We did current events. We got to all the emails. I gave the Aunt Martha's instructions. Call me. Need to help you with that fighting problem. And I'm getting a rash. There's a lot of dog fighting problems going on these days because I'm seeing a lot of these on privates. And I really love doing them because we can usually make significant changes, which is really wonderful. And Vet Sunday next. And so, boy, we're just about done. Darcy, thank you so much. DarcyPariso.com and 425-280-5132. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Martha. Love the show.
Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.